Our radio play for this week is entitled Discovered. It is a dramatization suggested by a story which will appear in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. It is almost time for the late supper show appearance of Jane Carroll, featured dancer at the Club Royale. As she is putting the finishing touches to her makeup, there comes a knock at her dressing room door.
Who is it?
It's Miss Carroll. Are you listening?
Okay, Eagle, come on in.
Sitting out there again tonight, Jane.
Is he?
Is he? Listen to her. You wouldn't think she was talking about Horace H. Hamilton, a guy who'll never be able to figure out how many shekels he's got.
Well, can I help it if Mr. Hamilton likes my dancing and comes here every night?
No, but as long as he does, I think you could make a little to-do about it.
Well, what do you want me to do, fall down dead?
What? While you're collecting half a grand per week? I should say not. Eagle Eye McGurk don't discover headline personalities for his own amazement.
You're telling me.
Oh, I suppose I don't earn my commission.
Okay.
Say, who picked you out of the line as box office timber?
Take a bow, Eagle Eye.
Who got you a spot with Ziggy?
You're the power behind the scenes.
You said it.
While you're trying to grab Orchid for yourself, why don't you try to claim credit for Mr. Hamilton's interest in me, too?
Well, didn't I get you signed for a run here at this dinery and dentery?
You win. By an eye. Yes?
Your number coming up, Miss Carl.
Thanks, Joe. Why don't you go out and sit with Mr. Hamilton until my number's over, Eagle Eye?
That ain't meant as a suggestion. I help dress the house.
If you must know, Dumbbell, it's a hint to run along while I get my dress on.
Okay, Janie, okay. I only dropped in to wise you up that Horace H. may wear a switch to hide a shiny knob, but from the look in his eye when you come out to strut your foot music, he's ready to wear the well-known winter and spring yoke.
Marry me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, don't be crazier than you are, Eagle Eye. Well, you've got a couple of children my age.
Oh, yeah? Well, you could write it in your head. Horace H. is certainly crazy for you. And if you don't take him over the hurdles while he's in the mood, you're an umpche.
Fade out, Eagle Eye.
Good evening, Mr. Hamilton.
Evening.
I'm glad to see you with us again, Mr. Hamilton.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, is there. And I noticed you got here just in time to get an eyeful of the lovely Jane Carroll. Too bad you're only a millionaire, Mr. Hamilton.
Indeed.
Yes, sir, we sir. Us talent scouts lost a brother. You sure can pick him, too. I might say you could give us plenty competition. If it wasn't for the fact that I've got the lovely little coach me signed to our contract.
You mean you're her husband?
Me? No such luck. I'm just a manager. Audley McGregor. Eagle Eye to my friend.
Eagle Eye?
Sure, sure. They call me Eagle Eye because on account of I got an eye like an eagle.
Oh, sorry. I hadn't noticed.
No, no, you don't get it. Both of my eyes is made so right. That only means that I can spot talent in a flash. Look how she's stuffing her tushies. Don't that kind of get you, Mr. Hamilton? And don't think because Janie's a touch the corn, she's an omche. Not fairy, sir. She's no member of the unintelligentsia.
Oh, will you please be quiet?
I get it. You mean I should send the ad lib?
I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to move, Mr. I. Your chair is reserved for Miss Carroll.
I'm wise. She comes right for it, like a homing pigeon. Now, don't you worry about me. I'll evaporate.
I wish I could depend on that.
Hiya, Janie. Nice hoofing. Here, sit here. I got the chair nice and warm for you.
Thanks, Eagle. Well, good evening, Mr. Hamilton. It's nice to see you here again.
I told him that already. Well, I see a couple of name scribblers from the newsies over there. I'll see if we can chisel a line or two, Janie. Glad to have met up with you, Mr. Hamilton.
I'm sure. Oh, by the way, would you mind giving the orchestra leader this note as you go by him?
Why not, why? Well, here's where I circulate, folks.
Oh, thank heaven he's gone. I was so afraid we wouldn't be all by our lonesome, Jamesy Wainsy.
Were you, Mr. Hamilton?
Oh, don't be so formal. Haven't I asked you to call me Hammy?
Yes, of course, I forgot. Hammy.
That's better. Have you missed your little Hammy since last night?
Was it only last night I saw you? Oh, it seems ages, Hammy.
Does it? Does it really? Janie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't tell you how long it seemed to me. And tonight has to be our last little tete-a-tete for quite a while.
You're going away?
Yes, my dear. I have to run out west to look over some of my properties.
Oh,
I wish the old properties could come east so I wouldn't have to leave you.
You're very sweet, Henry. The Club Royale is going to miss you.
But how about my little Jamesy Wimsey?
Of course, I shall miss you, too.
Oh, I hope so. Jamie, listen to that piece the orchestra is playing. I asked them to play it in the note Mr. Eagle took for me. Now, close your pretty eyes and pretend I'm singing the refrain.
For a girl like you, she must be sweet and cute like you. Someone to drive my care away at the weary end of a weary day. Please help me. I'm looking for a girl like you. I found the girl, and you are the girl for me.
You're the girl for me, Jeannie. Oh, I'm crazy about you. I want you to be my wife.
Oh, but Mr. Hamilton,
Oh, now I know it's knocked you all for a heap by springing this on you like this, so I don't want your answer tonight. Now, you think it over and give me your answer when I get back from the West.
Oh, but Henry, your son and daughter, what will they think about your marrying me?
Sergius and Eloise? Oh, say, they'll be tickled to death to have a famous entertainer for a stepmother. I'll tell them about it tomorrow. Your new mother is going to be Jane Carroll.
The nightclub entertainer?
Mm. Oh, Father, a Broadway actress?
I knew you'd be surprised when you discovered who I'm going to marry. I'm delighted. I told Jamie you would be. Well, I've just got time to catch my train. Goodbye, Eloise.
Goodbye, Dad.
Goodbye, Sturgis.
Goodbye, Dad.
Behave yourselves while I'm away.
Well, this is a fine mess, I must say. Father, at his age, being taken in by a gold-digging little Broadway chorus girl.
But she's not a chorus girl, Sturgis. She's a featured dancer at the Club Royale.
That's merely a technicality, Eloise. She was a chorus girl before she became a featured dancer.
Oh, it'd be fun to have an actress in the family, Sturgis. You know, I've always wanted to go on the stage myself.
Yes, but you want to be a legitimate actress, not a chorus girl. I tell you, Eloise, this girl has seen a good thing in Dad and is marrying him for his money.
Do you really think so?
I'm sure of it. Why else would a girl marry a man Dad's age?
Oh, I never thought of that. Oh, Sturgis, he mustn't marry her. What are we going to do?
Well, this isn't the first showgirl Dad has rushed, but it's the only one that's gotten to the marriage stage.
Yes.
Eloise, there's only one thing to be done.
What's that, Sturgis?
Go and see this Jane Carroll and stop her from going through with this.
You're right, but how can you persuade her not to marry Dad?
How? In the usual way, so dear to designing chorus girls. By offering her a cash settlement.
But we don't know where she lives, and the nightclub won't give out her address, probably.
I'll see her at the nightclub tonight.
No, Sturgis, you're not going to see her.
What? Well, why not?
Because we're going to see her.
Sent Miss Carroll's manager to get me an interview. We'll soon settle her account.
What are you going to say to her, Sturgis?
Well, I'll say, you and I both know that a marriage with my father is ridiculous. A girl half his age.
Oh, are you sure she is?
Well, I'll flatter her that much anyway. I'll say, a girl half his age can only be marrying him for one thing, his money. I know every chorus girl has a price. What's yours, Miss Carroll?
Oh, wonderful, Sturgis, wonderful. And you look just that stern, won't you? It's terribly impressive.
Mr. Hamilton? Miss Carroll will see you in her dressing room. Right to the station.
Thank you. Oh, Eloise, this is Mr. McTurk, my sister, Mr. McTurk.
McTurk, McTurk. I'm pleased to meet you, miss.
How do you do?
Well, it all depends on the season.
I beg your pardon?
I say it all depends on the season.
I don't believe I understand.
If my talent has a good season, I do pretty sweet. If they don't, well, I don't. See?
Oh, yes. You deduct part of their salaries for yourself, don't you?
Deduct?
Excavate is more like it.
Oh, indeed.
The way they try to hold out on me when they get that check. And if I hadn't discovered them, they'd never be getting it.
Tell me, Mr. McGurk, I've never met a real-life discoverer. How does one go about getting discovered?
You want to get into the business?
I've always wanted to go on the stage.
Same thing. Miss, you're discovered. With Eagle Eye McGurk behind you, you can go no place but forward.
Oh, this is terribly thrilling. I can't wait to tell Sturgis.
Sturgis? Is that your brother's name?
Yes, why?
Sturgis, can you beat that? With all the names to pick from, they have to call him after a fish.
Pardon me, but I'm sure you're thinking of Sturgeon.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's it.
Well, it's Shakespeare. Somebody said, what's in the name?
The answer is though. And don't you forget it, sister. That's what's in Jane Carroll's name, and that's what's going to be in yours, too, before Eagle Eye McGurk gets through with you.
Really, Mr. McGurk? How perfectly thrilling.
Now, you just wait here a second. I'm going to go get a blank contract for you, sister. Boy, can old Eagle Eye pick him. With your look, figure, and society background, you're class A number one. Ah, you are natural. Hey, Sturgis, take my chair.
Sturgis, I've been dying for you to come back. I've been discovered.
Well, what were you doing?
Nothing. Not a thing but talking to Mr. McGurk. Oh, but tell me, what's Miss Carroll like?
Well, there she is now. She's coming out for a dance, and you'll see for yourself.
Well, she's lovely.
Lovely? She's gorgeous.
But how did you make out? Will she give Dad up?
I can't tell you yet. We've got to have some more conferences alone.
Sturgis!
Oh, open in, dear.
Well, Jane, Dad's back from the West, and he's out there waiting for your answer.
Yes. What do you suppose he'll say when he hears about it?
It's going to be a tough blow to him.
Yes. I'd have told him that night he proposed that I could never marry him, Sturgis, but he wouldn't let me give him my answer until he came back from his trip.
Poor Dad.
Poor you, having to tell him that I'm marrying you instead.
Dearest, you are going to marry me.
Just try and stop me, darling.
Oh, my dear. Well, I guess I'd better go out to the table.
Well, come back as soon as you can, Sturgis.
I will. Hello, Dad.
It's Sturgis. Oh, I'm glad you're here. I was expecting...
Yes, I know, Dad. I've got something to tell you.
And I've got something to tell you, son.
While you've been away, Jane and I...
You love each other?
Yes, and we're going to be married. Well, I didn't steal her from you, Dad. You see, she admires you very much, but she's never been in love with you. She would have told you that the night you proposed, but you wouldn't listen.
I know. Well, that's all right, Sturgis. I wish you both all the happiness in the world.
Dad, you're not angry?
Why should I be? Sturgis, what I've been trying to tell you is that while I was out west, I discovered somebody who is the person to be your new mother. She's Lucy Love, the movie star.
Movie star?
Yes, and I married her this morning.
Today's radio drama, which you have just heard, was taken from an amusing story, appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.